Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was a captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay.
Okay.
I got you.
Our okie dokie. Depending on where you're coming from, this is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends. The two ladies, the lovely lady to my left is Jennifer Horn, and the lovely lady to my right is Kara Schilling. However,
we
knowing their political
swap.
Philosophy,
yeah. We should probably swap positions.
Swap them around. All right, so the weather around the country pretty severe, and it will continue. The Prediction Center expecting severe weather to continue. But, for example, where I am in New England, there'll be a little bit of snow, so wild, woolly stuff. The kind of weather the conversations are made from or out of. I think that's better English than from. Last night, at Framingham Town Meeting, we had a discussion of English because someone had presented an article that we voted on. If you voted no, it meant yes. And if you voted yes, it meant no.
See, even in local politics, yeah. That stuff happens.
Yeah, make a mess
can't
of
stand
it.
Stand it.
Yeah, right. All right. So from the English lesson to a lesson in politics, grassroots or otherwise, it seems there is not a lot that may stop Donald Trump, although to listen to Loser Cruiser, he's going to win big.
Loser Cruiser. You know what's so funny to watch? And unfortunately, I stayed up a little too late doing this because I get sucked in.
Yeah.
But watching the pundits on Fox even on CNN have this horrible look like they just ate bad tuna fish or something on their face when they have to say that Trump's won. And then you have someone like Karl Rove try to explain away the success and momentum of Donald Trump. It's like, look. People are tired of being
shut
losers,
up and go
Carl.
Away. Yeah, get
like,
lost.
You know,
you've created your own mess there, you boob.
Yeah,
Karl Rove is responsible for what's going on because of the excesses of what he helped to create.
And being so out of touch with what the people want.
Krauthammer and his arrogance. Listen to those guys.
At least Krauthammer changed his mind. You know, early on, didn't like Trump, and I don't think he still does.
Doesn't like him, no.
But he's predicted that he'll be the nominee. And the thing is, I don't care what the establishment wants. If the people are voting for Trump or if they're voting for Kermit the Frog, just acknowledge that someone's having success, you know? I mean, come on.
Kermit.
The guy won with 45% of the vote.
46%.
Yeah. I
mean, Rubio, 23%. Cruz, 20%. Ballot paper shortages. IDs went unchecked. Double voting among some of the claims and the chaos across Nevada. This is inexcusable. How in the name of God?
Ballots, I know.
Come on, grow up, will you please? Your excuses in the bunkum. Ugh, it just is more.
Do you ever use Snap? Do you ever use Snapchat? Oh boy, let me cough for a second.
Snapchat. No, but I know that there's a lot of activity there. Why the reference?
I still
to
have
Snapchat?
A little bit of the Zika virus.
That's
I'm sorry,
thank
it's,
you very much.
It's tailing out.
Yeah, slap that mosquito.
Snapchat is a social media application that is based on video, and you can send it back and forth to your friends. But what I think a lot of the times is more interesting is they have like these national Snapchats where they take people's videos about certain things and they put them out in one little chunk. And so they had the Nevada caucus last night, and the message time and time again was how disorganized it was. You had people complaining. Yeah. That was the most disorganized thing I've ever seen in my life. You have these lines going on. You know, that's the other thing that's pretty pitiful about this is that these people were expecting same old, low voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, I mean, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have made people want to go to the polls. They've put some life into people. People are wanting to go out and do their civic duty.
Yep.
So, but we're not ready.
No. So this phony baloney, this boob Cruz said, quote, history teaches us that nobody has ever won the nomination without winning the first three primaries, meaning the only campaign that could beat Donald Trump is his.
Well, he's going to probably win Texas. He's ahead by...
Well, you hope so. He's a Texas guy.
Well, Rubio's not winning in Florida. No. I mean, Donald Trump is beating that. Rubio. In fact, so is Ted Cruz beating Rubio in the state of Florida.
He should just pack it in. Why does he keep wasting time? What's he looking
because
for?
Because I actually think Rubio has a better chance than Cruz does. I mean, none of these guys really... To be number two.
Yeah. Are you
none
kidding?
Of these guys actually can ever... win a state. And, you know, you had a lot of action on Twitter last night. I was watching people. And the message was, if Kasich and Carson would just drop out, they're the ones handing the election to Donald Trump. Well,
really?
My mathematics.
With, 3%?
Yeah, 2%? My mathematics is Cruz, or Carson and Kasich got 4.8% and 3.6% of the vote, right? So let's just give them a nice even 10.
Yeah.
You add 10% to any one voter, including Rubio, and he doesn't even come close to beating Trump. It's like, it just acknowledge what's happening.
Yeah. They're out of touch. They're so out of touch. They're so lost in their own stuff.
But these are people. I mean, on Twitter, just average Joe saying, if these two would just get out, we wouldn't have to deal with Donald Trump.
All right. Speaking of the average Joe, there's a television program on MSNBC
called Joe?
Morning Joe.
Ah.
And Mika Brzezinski, who is the daughter of the former Secretary of State, Zugmunt Brzezinski.
I love that name. It has such a ring.
It does, doesn't it?
Zung
anyway,
Bung.
So there's a story floating around.
I made my son that.
That connects Morning Joe to Donald Trump.
Oh, and yeah, they're very favorable. It's favorable territory, according to the press.
Yes, well, so we're going to explore that a little bit and how it made its way to The Simpsons in a matter of moments here. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Chubby Checker started a dance craze with The Twist. It's the only song to hit the Billboard Hot 100 twice.
But here's something a lot of people don't know. It wasn't a Chubby Checker original. He covered it.
The Twist was originally recorded by Hank Ballard. So why did it launch Chubby Checker to stardom?
One word, marketing. He was seen performing the song on all the hit shows of that day.
You need talent to be a big success. But if no one ever sees you using it or hears about how wonderful you are, you'll go nowhere.
There are two parts to big success, doing the work and spreading the word about the work you've done.
So draw attention to the great work you do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Hey, welcome to American Biker Minute. Stratospheric rise in the sale of adventure motorcycles. At north of 20 grand, don't tip one over. Then there's the poor man's adventure motorcycle for just under $6,600. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6200.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Buy three KLR 650 Kawasaki's for what you'd pay for a single BMW R1200 GS. Beamer has twice the displacement. But how much power do you need to get over a rock? Look at what Kawasaki has for you this year. Stiffer springs, more rebounding, finally a decent seat, and a huge for its size 6-gallon gas tank on the KLR 650 New Edition. Since 1987, this poor man's little adventure bike has crisscrossed the world more than the moon. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont, and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies, or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, so Jen.
Yes.
Harry Shearer, you know him? The voice of characters on The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
Does a podcast program as well called Le Show. You ever heard of Le Show?
Le Show.
Been doing that for a number of years. Not usually political, but he talked about the claims that Morning Joe is giving preferential treatment to the Donald. Listen to this.
There was a flurry of town hall telecasts in which candidates were interviewed at ridiculous length by modern day cable TV news standards. That's it. That is, they actually got to speak on an issue for longer than a minute at a time, presumably so we would get to know more about them. Interestingly enough, the ratings show that these long form interviews were more popular than the quickie interviews that are the more normal fare on cable news these days, for whatever that's worth. A controversy is brewing, however, between CNN and MSNBC, two of the American news channels, over whether the hosts of the morning broadcast on MSNBC, Morning Joe, whether the hosts are in the tank for Donald Trump. The controversy brewed this week because the hosts of that program, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, daughter of the former U.S. National Security Advisor under Jimmy Carter, were the interviewers on the long-form interview of Donald Trump. And the accusation was made by some, including CNN media reporters, that they asked softball questions, an accusation which they spent a couple segments of their Friday broadcast vociferously denying.
I don't...
Okay, first of all, this guy is so snoozy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, who listens to this?
Yeah.
I would... I mean, unless you need to go to sleep.
He got a little snotty there, I think. All right, but listen...
I watched the whole town hall.
Did you?
And while, yes, I've been voting for Trump this whole time, I will tend... I would tell you, just from a fairness perspective, whether or not I thought they were easy on him. They didn't ask him any gotcha questions like Megyn Kelly, where they'd run video on Trump saying, you said this back in 1997. But... they asked him pretty fair questions about all of his policies. I mean, I didn't think it was unfair.
No. All right. This is the story behind the story, though. He went on to play a segment of audio that was leaked to him from somebody in MSNBC. The audio is about 6 minutes long. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talking to Donald Trump during commercial breaks.
Right. And he says, don't be too hard on me, Mika.
Here, go ahead. Listen to this.
You know what I thought was the kind of wow moment was the guy you brought up on stage.
Yeah, that was good. We played it several times this morning.
We played it up against Obama.
Both guys. Oh, yes, we played Obama first.
The young guy
and
was
then
the
we
champ.
Played the guys.
I saw it. I watched your show this morning. Mm. You have me almost as a legendary figure. I like.
No, I tell you, this morning, what we basically said today was we were completely wrong about the
totally.
Debate.
All right. So here's another short piece of that audio.
You don't want me to do the ones with deportation?
We really have to get to some questions.
That's right. Nothing too hard, Mika.
Okay.
Nothing too hard, Mika. Now, she says she was talking off camera
you know
to
what?
A producer.
So what? If they are, what's the difference whether they're for him or not for him any more than you and I are for him or not for him? They get a television program that's an opinion-based TV show. So what if they like him? What's the big deal? I don't get it. What am I missing here? Anything? Something?
I don't know. You want someone who's going to be fair, but is it even possible in media anymore to have that? If you watch the Fox Network, if you are not a fan
exactly.
of Marco Rubio, you're being left behind because
right.
that's what they're pushing at you at Fox.
Yeah, that's
so,
the agenda. And
I
MSNBC,
mean,
by the way, is
agenda.
Supposedly the lib lovers
right, but
network.
There's something about Joe Scarborough and Donald Trump. They have a little bromance happening.
Well, they are both his father. Joe Scarborough's father, Chuck, was the lead anchor at WNBC in New York for almost 40 years. And he and the Donald became pals then, and that's when Joe came into the picture. 21 after the hour, and good day.